It took 3 hours of deliberation for the jury of 4 men and 2 women to find Chief Lewis not guilty. The case went to the jury after 2 hours of final argument, in which the prosecution insisted that Lewis was fully responsible for Knowlton's death because he had not put proper safety protocols in place. But defense attorney Stephen Romine launched into a powerful rebuttal, insisting while there are a number of people responsible for Knowlton's death, Chief Lewis was not one of them. Romine said now-fired Officer Lee Cole is the one who chose to break the rules, to bring in unauthorized ammunition, and to point his .38 caliber revolver in the victim's direction. And he launched into a scathing attack on former Punta Gorda Police Lieutenant Katie Heck for providing Cole with that ammunition. In the hallway outside the courtroom, Attorney Romine responded briefly to questions.
I think we had a wonderful jury. They did a great job. They were very attentive. I think it was the right decision. Very pleased with the verdict. I think the right thing happened. There was a ton of time, obviously, put into this process. We just took a second-degree misdemeanor into, 4 or 5 days worth of trial. That's not the usual way the culpable negligence misdemeanor case will happen.
Immediately after the verdict was announced, the Punta Gorda city manager released a statement saying Chief Lewis will remain on paid administrative leave until the department's internal affairs committee can complete its investigation. Neither Gary Knowlton, Mary's husband, nor their son Steve made any comment as they rushed from the courtroom. For WGCU News, I'm Michael Hirsch in Punta Gorda.